All right, champions. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win. This is your boy Jackson Reed here to pump you up and get you ready to conquer another day. Ever feel like you're just running on a hamster wheel? Spinning your wheels but not actually getting anywhere? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a rut, putting in the effort, but not seeing the results you crave? Well, today we're talking about something crucial. Reviewing your progress and adjusting your plan. Because life ain't a straight line, folks. It's more like a winding road with unexpected turns and detours. And sometimes, you need to pull over, take stock of where you are, and make some adjustments if you want to reach your destination. Think about it like this. You wouldn't set out on a road trip without checking the map, right? You wouldn't just blindly follow the first street you see, hoping for the best. You'd look at your route, figure out where you need to go, and make sure you have the gas and supplies to get there. Life is no different. We got to check our map regularly. That means reviewing our goals, tracking our progress, and seeing if our current plan still aligns with where we want to be. It's not about being perfect or constantly changing course, it's about staying flexible, adaptable, and open to making adjustments when needed. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as you review your progress and tweak your plan. First off, celebrate your wins. Big or small, every milestone is a victory worth acknowledging. Did you finally conquer that mountain of emails? Nail that presentation? Hit your weekly workup goal. Boom. You deserve a pat on the back. Celebrating those wins keeps you motivated and reinforces positive momentum. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be bumps in the road, but every step forward deserves recognition. Second, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes, whether it's a friend offering words of encouragement or a mentor providing valuable guidance. Sometimes, getting an outside perspective can help you see things more clearly and identify areas where you might need a boost. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, the strength to acknowledge your needs and seek out support when you need it. Third, learn from your setbacks. Yeah, those stumbles and falls are part of the journey too. They might sting at first, but they can also be incredible learning opportunities. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? How can you use this experience to grow and avoid similar pitfalls in the future? Embrace those lessons and turn them into fuel for your next victory. Fourth, be patient with yourself. Rome wasn't built in a day, right? Big goals take time, effort, and consistent dedication. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Trust the process, keep putting in the work, and celebrate the small wins along the way. Remember, progress isn't always about speed, it's about staying committed to your journey and showing up for yourself day after day. Finally, remember why you started. Think back to that initial spark, the passion, the dream, the vision that drove you to begin this journey in the first place. Keep that flame burning bright. When things get tough, when self-doubt creeps in, remember your why. That's your anchor, your guiding star, and the ultimate fuel for your success. Okay, here's a real-world example. Imagine you're trying to learn a new language. You've signed up for classes, bought textbooks, and even downloaded some language learning apps. But after a few weeks, you realize you haven't been making much progress. You might feel discouraged, tempted to give up. Here's where reviewing your progress comes in. You could sit down and analyze what's working and what's not. Maybe you're spending too much time on grammar drills and not enough on conversational practice. Or maybe the learning style of your class isn't a good fit for you. By taking the time to assess your situation, you can identify areas where you need to adjust your plan. You could switch to a different learning method, join a conversation group, or find a language partner to practice with. See? By reviewing your progress and making those tweaks, you can get back on track and reach your goal of fluency. So, champions, remember. Reviewing your progress isn't about beating yourself up, it's about staying informed, adaptable, and committed to your goals. By celebrating wins, seeking support, learning from setbacks, being patient with yourself, and remembering your why, you can navigate less winding roads with confidence and reach those incredible destinations. Keep that fire burning bright. And hey, if this pep talk resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little motivation. Let's keep spreading the positivity. Until next time, go out there and make today awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.